Michael Redding, and the co-host, Matt Parasini. It's showtime!
What up, what up? I'm Michael Redding, and joining me as always...
I'm very happy and delighted, Mr. Parasini. Oh, who's 3-0 this year?
You know what? Let's just get it. Let's just get this out of the way. I'm gonna humble the. Where'd it go? He took it off. No, here we go. Little humble pie from 2023.
This is a whole new year, buddy. Whole new year. And I'm liking what I'm seeing so far, but we'll get to that. Anyway, we got some bills we got to pay. So, Michael, you can get on her.
All right. Star One Racing in Searcy, Arkansas wants you to know they are now building cart lifts and stackers. So stop breaking those backs, lifting those carts, and contact Patrick Kubishik today at 501-236-1259 or stop by their trailer pit side at the track. Also, blading now. You have a washed out driveway, or maybe you've been looking to widen that driveway. Maybe even need that shop or garage approach worked on. Contact blading now at 870-613-2922 and ask Jake Pinkston about your free estimate. He serves Independence, Stone, Izzard, Sharp, Cleburne, and Jackson County here in the great state of Arkansas.
All right. Well, as you guys know, last week we ended up having some personnel issues when Willie was going to sub in for Michael because Michael had a personal commitment. He couldn't do the show. And unfortunately, Willie was going to jump in, but some bad weather his direction ended up that he wasn't able to make it. So you're going to get a twofer tonight. We're going to review Richmond and Martinsville, and we'll start with Richmond. Hamlin wins after caution with less than two to go. Sets up green-white checker finish. Did he jump the start?
You darn right he did. I mean, my God.
Oof. You know, NASCAR, you, through the whole race, if that would have happened with 100 to go, he would have been getting a nice little right to the back drive-through penalty and everything like that. That has been a storyline this year that I have just really disliked. The inconsistency on calls from NASCAR has been absolutely atrocious this year.
Well, and then they tried to say we thought it was a good start or something like that from Elton Sawyer, but we all know that they could have still docked his penalty at the checkered flag. I mean, they did it to SVG. They've done it to several others on a road course.
They could have put him tail end of the lead lap.
I mean, it would have been the biggest controversy ever, but for a winner to be docked, but bad call on NASCAR, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was a bad call. I think, you know what, if you're going to call it, if it's a penalty is a penalty. And you know what? He needed to be given the penalty. And if it ends up that he's put last car on the lead lap, you know, kind of like SVG was there at COTA, right? He was given that 30-second penalty. It's like, well, on an oval, you get that penalty. It's last car on the lead lap. You know, which I don't think would have hurt him that bad anyway, because we had another terrible race at Richmond, excluding the first 30 laps on wet tires.
Yeah, that was the best part of the whole race.
That was the best part of the whole race, was the first 30 laps on wet tires. So, Michael, I pose the question to you. After another dismal race at Richmond, is it time for Richmond to lose a date?
It's time for Richmond to just be gone in general.
Oof. Oof.
And if I had the money, I would supply the dynamite.
I don't know if I go that far, but I know for sure.
Here's my thing on Richmond. Either add more banking or let's turn it into a flat track.
Like total flat track, kind of like.
Total flat track, like Nazareth.
2 to 3 degrees banking tops, kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Either that or else. Now, I will say this. the car, and we're going to talk about it a little later because it came up in a conversation that Logano had on Behind the Wheel this earlier today. Those wet weather tires, some of that old Richmond came back. And you could see that you know, guys were able to move around. And the second groove seemed like it was coming in with those wet weather tires and everything like that, right? Wet weather tires, they're grooved. We've got less tread on the track. Less tire on the track. Cars are slipping, sliding around more.
But how long realistically can they go? 40 laps with it?
Yeah, well, that was the problem. It's like wet weather tire is not designed to run in dry conditions, and it would have burned up once the track got real dry. Those tires would have burned up faster than the tires did at Bristol. You know, but I do have to say that first 30 laps on the wets was the best racing we saw all night at Richmond by far. And I mean, the only reason that we got half of a sort of entertaining finish, which I wouldn't even consider to be that entertaining, other than seeing Truex have a total hissy fit.
meltdown.
You know, basically, it was kind of like, if we don't get that caution when Bubba spins out Larson with less than two to go, I don't think we get much of anything. That would have been a very dull Truex walks away and dominates the race.
Definitely.
It would have been an awful... it was awful. Like I said, the only thing that sort of saved it was the caution, but I'd like to see more of that racing that we had the first 30 laps of the race.
I 100% agree, but I think we knew that was coming.
Yeah, we did, and it's kind of like, the short track package once again proves it is no good. All right, Michael, so what was our top 10 rundown from Richmond and Cup?
Denny Hamlin picked up the win. Joey Logano second. Kyle Larson third. Martin Truex fourth. Chase Elliott fifth. Christopher Bell sixth. William Byron seventh. Brad Keselowski eighth. Chris Buescher ninth. And Tyler Reddick rounded out the top 10.
So, not really any real surprises in the top 10 there. Your normal guys. I mean, your boy almost pulled her out.
Man, I was hoping to.
I wasn't.
That's really what we needed Denny Hamlin to get, you know, penalized for.
I'll
take a win on technicality.
So then you'd get out of the goose egg column. Yeah, okay, I get it. All right, moving on. Xfinity at Richmond. Chandler Smith kind of stunk it up.
I have to admit,
you didn't watch it, did you?
Any of it. Other than a few highlights.
Well, Joey Gase throwing his rear bumper. I mean, that was
the highlight of the race.
The highlight of the race. And you know what? It's even Xfinity. It was a better race than Cup, but it wasn't as good, I don't think, as it could have been. I think we've seen better Xfinity races at Richmond, and I think it's like you said, Michael. It's either Richmond needs to repave, reconfigure, do something, or Goodyear has to really soften those tires up and make tire wear a real big problem and have huge fall off. And it's like, if you abuse them, you know, you're gonna pay, and you're gonna pay big time, because we don't have that right now in any of the series anymore.
No,
we got a glimpse of it at Bristol. We got a glimpse of it at Bristol and Cup, but I think they're just too scared after an Indy in 08 to have that same thing happen again.
Or Texas.
Yep, or Texas with all the blowouts and everything like that. So anyway, we'll give you guys a minute or two here. I see a couple of you tuned in. If you have any comments about Richmond, what you think, what you feel, if you agree, disagree with what we're saying or anything like that, if you know, feel free to comment and everything like that. As you can see, I'm decked out in the winner's gear again. You know, the Daytona 500 winner shirt came in this week.
Ah, you did get it. I didn't even notice it.
Oh, sure you did.
I didn't even notice he won the 500. Did he win the 500?
Yeah, doing this show and you didn't realize who won the 500. Okay. Yeah, I know BS when I hear it.
Daniel said it put him to sleep.
Yeah, that's probably why Michael didn't see any of the Xfinity race. He probably fell asleep watching it.
No, I don't even remember what I did. I know what I did that night, but and the night before, but I can't remember what I knew it was on. I think I had it on, but I was also watching basketball too.
All right. We're not bringing up basketball tonight in any way, shape, or form on this channel.
Poor Kentucky fans. Michael, I'm actually I'm loosened up to it. I like the idea.
Oh, you like the idea. Well, that's good. All right, folks. It is that time. It is trivia time.
Oh yeah. Well,
you forgot to play the video, didn't you?
It's been so long. I forgot all my controls.
All right, here we go.
Oh, wait a minute. We forgot to read the top 10 right quick.
Read the top 10. Man, we're on track. We missed one week and everything just falls apart around here.
Chandler Smith was your winner. Eric Almirola second. Taylor Gray third. Corey Heim fourth. Jesse Love fifth. Sixth was Bubba Pollard. Seventh was Parker Kligerman. Eighth was Austin Hill. Ninth, Sammy Smith. And rounding out the top 10 was Cole Custard. All right.
All right. Here we go.
Trivia number one. What year did the grandfather clock start being rewarded to the race winner at Martinsville? 1960, 1980, or 1964? Or 1972.
Boy, Daniel was quick on his answer tonight. And the survey says C. C is
correct.
Do you like that? Incorrect, hide, whatever. We got all that stuff now. All right. Question number two.
Who holds the all-time laps leader at Martinsville? Dale Sr., Denny Hamlin, Fred Lorenzen, or Jeff Gordon?
See if he's as quick this time. He's Googling it as fast as he can. I can just hear that the keyboard just in tape. Survey says
correct.
I didn't put it up there. I meant to put it up there. Yes, D, Jeff Gordon. You are correct. 24 ever. So there we go. All right, fellas. Time to move into probably the worst race of the year so far. Just about. Maybe Richmond was worse. But for me, I don't care because Byron wins 40th anniversary race, celebrating HMS's first win at Martinsville. Hendrick goes 1-2-3. Suck it, Redding.
We're going to need security here in a minute.
Like that nice, beautiful burnout picture behind me. Nice Exalta Flames burning her down again in the third win of the season.
Yeah.
You know the Exalta car this year is 2-for-2?
Well, somebody go hide it. William Byron went nowhere to be found most of the race.
Uh-oh, here we go. Black helicopter starting to swirl. Rigged, rigged. I hear it all. He was already talking about it being rigged. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
I hear Denny Hamlin back when Alex Bowman won Richmond. He's just a hack. He just backs into these things.
Oh, yeah, sure. Anyway, Cup race overall. Here is, I think, the biggest statement. I don't know what, as fans, we have to do anymore to get NASCAR to fix this. Overall, another boring race at Martinsville. Logano on behind the wheel suggests groove tires. Ain't that something that I have suggested long time ago?
I think a lot of people have.
And why in the world? Like, honestly, it's like NASCAR, it's like Joey Logano. You all know I'm not a huge Logano fan. Michael, for whatever reason, is, but beside the point. But you know what? He made some really good points. He says, I don't know what we have to do to fix it. I don't know how we're going to fix it. But he said at this point, as drivers, and I tend to agree that he's probably got the voice of the drivers involved on this deal. The drivers have all said it. We don't care what you want to do, but anything you want to try, anything you want to do, I will show up. I will test it. I will do whatever I have to do because we have to fix this, and we have to fix this now.
It's killing the sport. Well, it's killing NASCAR.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And they've got to fix it.
Because, for many years, that's what you look forward to is a race at Martinsville.
We lost you there, Michael. We've lost your voice. We've lost your microphone. No, still don't have nothing. He moved his microphone and he broke something. So anyway, fill in your comments, guys. Nope, still nothing. Fill in your comments, guys. What do you think? I mean, I think Joey's onto something where it's like if the drivers are at the point, they need to test.
Am I back now?
There we go. He's back now.
All right.
I don't know what you broke, but anyway.
I don't know either. It popped up on the screen that it went out. I had this trouble last week, too. But as I was saying, as a NASCAR fan for many, many years, you look forward to a race at Martinsville. You knew it was going to be bumping and banging. It was going to be rough. You look forward to Bristol because it was going to be bumping and banging. It's going to be rough. We got a little bit of that this year with the tires making it be a little bit more exciting. But basically since we got this new car, you can't even look forward to this race anymore.
No.
Well, and I'm not going to waste my time watching it if they're not going to put on a good show.
It's going to start hurting ticket sales. Guaranteed. I'll bet you I would be willing to bet that you're going to start see ticket sales starting to drop off at these tracks. Because it's going to be like people do not go to a track to watch them basically follow the leader.
I mean, even the Clash sucks.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I'll say about this particular Martinsville race is that when that tire strategy kicked in with about 100 to go, it got a little interesting because there was some passing and guys moving around and stuff like that. But as soon as everybody got, basically, tires got warmed up, equaled out, everything like that, that was it. It was set. Nothing was changing. And these guys ran 100 laps on their tires. Caution comes out with 2 to go, going to go green, white, checker. They got 100 laps on their tires, and they don't pit.
And it still didn't even produce a good finish.
They don't even pit. And Denny Hamlin, he pitted. I think he was running fourth.
Yeah.
He pitted, and he lost positions on the last restart. So, NASCAR, we're begging you. Begging you. You got to do something. We've got to fix this because you're killing Martinsville. And I don't want to see Martinsville lose a race, but if it continues to be this kind of crap, it's
I don't know hard that
to justify going to Martinsville twice a year.
That is true, but I just don't see them losing that date. I think they'll, I mean, who knows, but
Richmond, I think you and I can both agree, Richmond's in a lot more danger of losing a date right now than Martinsville is.
Did Martinsville lose a race a few years ago for a while?
They did for a while, yeah. They only had one Martinsville race.
That's on what schedule. I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, hands down, Richmond's got to. They've got to lose a race.
You know, they're going to. I'm positive. I will not be surprised if the schedule comes out next year and Richmond's down a date. I'm pretty confident in that. So, yeah, Daniel says, think trying stuff would be a good idea. It can't get worse. There's no doubt. Well, according to Kyle Busch, it did get worse.
I mean, I wonder what the people at Iowa are thinking right now, because Iowa and Richmond are basically a reflection of each other. Only Richmond's got a little less banking than Iowa.
Now, that could be the only thing that maybe saves Iowa. And the other thing I will say about Iowa is that it did seem like the lanes in Iowa did come in to play more when they raced there. You would typically get the two grooves, especially in 3 and 4. You get the high line and the low line. So, but at this point, they got to do something. Something has to change. Something has to happen. All right, run down from Martinsville, if you please, Mr. Redding.
Kyle Larson was your winner.
Huh? Wrong.
William Byron was your winner. Kyle Larson.
Changing second. To say it. He's had to say it 3 times this year already.
Chase Elliott, third. I mean, good Lord, 300 cars. There's something phony about that. Bubba Wallace, fourth. Ryan Blaney, fifth. Joey Logano, sixth. Seventh was Tyler Reddick. Oh, and there's the eight. There's the fourth Hendrick card. Eight, Alex Bowman. Ryan Preece, what a recovery for him. And Chase Briscoe, 10th. I mean, my God, Ryan Preece was way back in the standings.
Yeah,
towards the middle of that race.
Good run for him. So, but yeah, all four Hendrick cars in the top 10. Second, Reddick. You have no idea how much, if you guys know Michael, you know how much that pains him to have to admit.
I hate Hendrick Motorsports.
Well, move on to the Xfinity race. Xfinity race at Martinsville. Almirola cashes in on Dash for Cash, wins the race by punting his teammate out of the way.
I did not see that. I was working, so.
Yep.
Wow.
He definitely used the bumper and moved Chandler Smith out of the way to get by him.
Golly, what is up with Joe Gibbs' cars and teammates?
Well, I made some notes. As you can see, I watched the recaps and made some notes, right? So here's my Xfinity Martinsville notes. Almirola did wins Dash for Cash using bumper to move Chandler Smith out of the way. Sheldon Creed shows he's still an idiot at Martinsville.
No, not Sheldon.
And if you watch the last restart, he tried to pull exactly the same crap he tried to pull on Austin Hill last fall, and it bit him again.
Dear
he
goodness.
Was bumping and banging and trying to move Almirola and Chandler out of the way. He was going 3 wide, doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and it still didn't work, and he ended up falling back farther than where he was running. And it's just like he said on the offseason, oh, it was RCR cars that was the reason that I was struggling and everything like that. I don't think so.
You know, and I kind of bid on that. I thought maybe it was, but this season's proven to be wrong.
Oh, I don't.
What's up, Spence?
I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see the improvement. To me, this looks just like Sheldon Creed from last year. But again, I'm going to say it was relatively a typical race at Martinsville. Still not as much action as I'd like to see.
So what caused the big pileup? I did see that.
I can't. There was a big pileup because the 9 car missed a shift on the start. That one caused a pretty big pileup. That got quite a few guys. And then I can't remember what the second big pileup was. All I saw was Jeb Burton was in it, and I looked and I said, oh, Willie's going to be pissed off, and that was about all I left it there.
Yeah, good to see you step in there, Spence. Make sure you share it with your buddies.
Anyway, that Jeb Burton was in it. I was like, oh, look, Jeb Burton wrecked again, and I kind of left it at that.
I've kind of left Willie alone when it comes to Jeb, but let me tell you something. I'm still lighting him up with old Eric Jones.
No, we ain't going to go down the Eric Jones hole. if he tunes in, we're going to be hit. We're going to be hearing about it for sure. So anyway, again, you know what? Even Xfinity, we're not getting the kind of racing that we should be seeing. Goodyear, you got to soften these tires up. You got to make them get somewhere. They got to start. You got to have it where if the drivers punish them, they're going to lose speed. Plain and simple. Got to happen in all three series. I ain't just talking about Cup. Cup, it's the most apparent, but we got to do something in Xfinity and trucks too. All right, Michael. Run down in Xfinity, if you would, please.
All right. Eric Almirola was your winner. Sam Mayer second, Chandler Smith third, Carson Quapel, sorry, fourth.
Justin Allgaier, good run for him, eh?
That was his first race, wasn't it?
That was his first race, first start, finished fourth.
Justin Allgaier fifth, Sheldon Creed sixth, Sammy Smith seventh, Cole Custer eighth, Jesse Love ninth, and Josh Williams finally getting a top 10 this year, 10th.
Yeah. Good run for Junior Motorsports as a whole, though. Glad to see Sam Mayer finally get the monkey off his back. Because, man, if he could hit it this year, he hit it.
Thank you, buddy. Did Bubba Pollard not race this one? It was just
no, Carson? Carson had the car this time, so. But that kid's going to be good. He's going places.
Yeah.
He's going to be better than his old man. I really do.
I don't think that would have took very much, Matt.
Well, no, it wouldn't have taken much. Anyway, moving on. Trucks at Martinsville. I don't know what they had in Kristen Eckes' truck, but holy did he have a truck on Friday night. He dominated that race, won it. I watched the recaps. He absolutely dominated that race. Other than that, it was basically a typical Martinsville truck race.
And you had Timmy Hill and Stuart Friesen on pit road having
they got into it a little bit, had some little bit of a discussion, no doubt about it. There was a little bit of a discussion there between the two of them. So
I'm not trying to really knock down Timmy Hill, but I'm going to say this in a comparison way. For Timmy Hill to walk up to Stuart Friesen, isn't that like a chihuahua walking up to a human and just barking at his legs, chomping?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, he's a nobody.
Yeah, I get that.
But I don't really know the whole extent to the whole thing, but Timmy Hill don't need to be doing that.
Anyway, I don't know. If you guys watch the truck race, if you got anything to say, comments or anything like that, but I did not see much in that that truck race.
Me either.
Kristen Eckes just had a rocket ship. Man, that thing. If he started on the inside line, holy cow, did he take off. He was woohoo. He was gone, man.
Yeah, I didn't get to see much of it either over the weekend. Of course, I was doing the announcing stuff over at Black Rock, so I didn't get to see much racing this weekend.
All right, let's do the rundown for trucks.
All right, Kristen Eckes was your winner. Ty Majeski second. Chase Purdy third. Nick Sanchez fourth, Tyler Ankerman fifth, Taylor Gray sixth, Rajah Carew seventh, Sammy Smith eighth, Caden Honeycutt ninth, and Corey Heim tenth. And man, Tyler Ankerman and Taylor Gray have been the two most consistent drivers this year.
Very much so. Very much so. Tyler Ankerman's having a heck of a season. He really is. He is having a heck of a season. So pretty excited for him. He's having a pretty good season this year and everything like that. Now, I don't know if you have it or not, but I know we haven't done it yet. But have you got points rundown?
I can get it for you.
All right, let's do points rundowns for all three series, please and thank
you. All right. Cup Series, Kyle Larson is your points leader. Mark Truex, second. Denny Hamlin, third. William Byron, fourth. Ryan Blaney, fifth. Chase Elliott, sixth. Ty Gibbs, seventh. Ross Chastain, eighth. Tyler Reddick, ninth. Alex Bowman, 10th. Christopher Bell, 11th. 12th is Bubba Wallace. 13th is Chris Buescher. 14th, Joey Logano. 15th, Kyle Busch. 16th, your final chase spot is Chase Briscoe.
Whoa, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Who was that 12th or 13th place driver again?
12th is Bubba Wallace. 13th, Chris Buescher.
And then 14th?
Joey Logano.
Oh. Joey Logano, 14th. Where's Eric Jones right now? Is he anywhere near there?
Well, Eric Jones is in 20th.
Oh.
And he is 35 points out of 16th. But 17th, Daniel Suarez. 18th, Brad Kay. John Hunter, 19th, and Eric, 20th.
So Suarez, because he's 17th, is displacing the current 16th place driver.
Right. It won't give me the playoffs.
Because of the playoffs, yeah. But Derek Jones. Didn't you say something 2 weeks ago on the show because Joey Logano was just behind Derek Jones?
I said from the beginning of the season that John Hunter would outperform Eric Jones this season.
You did. And then but Logano was right behind Eric Jones, and somebody said that he wasn't going to get passed.
Yeah.
And now he's in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true, Spence. He has been. Hopefully, we'll get it together real soon.
So, anyway, not that Michael wants to rip open the I'm Right shirt to Willie, but. You know, we'll go with the I'm Right and away we go. Xfinity Series standings, please.
All right, then. Chandler Smith is your points leader. Cole Custard, second. Austin Hill, third. Jesse Love, fourth. Justin Allgaier, fifth. Riley Herbst, sixth. Parker Kligerman, seventh. AJ Allmendinger, eighth. Sammy Smith, ninth. Sheldon Creed, tenth. Eric Almirola, 11th. How many starts he got this year? Four?
He's got less starts than quite a few guys. And yeah,
wow, he's 11th in points.
11th in points, and he's got less starts than a lot of guys. Yep.
Yeah, Anthony Alfredo is 12th, and SVG is 13th, Brandon Jones 14th, Ryan Sieg 15th, and Sam Mayer is 16th.
So,
and if you're wondering where Jeb Burton is.
Well, I kind of am.
Man.
You still all looking? Down there?
He's all the way down there in 26th. God. He's 229 points out of the lead. Lee.
Oh.
Somebody take that shovel away from him because he's digging a hole. Good night.
Willie, you better tune in and start defending your drivers here because you're dying on a Eric Almirola's 11th when he has the starts than your guy. Now, going back to the Sheldon Creed thing, where's Jesse Love in points there again, Michael?
Jesse Love is fourth.
And where was Sheldon?
Sheldon Creed is 10th.
Well, I guess we can rest that case, can't we? Sheldon, I don't think it's what? I don't think it's the car.
It's about 50 something points difference in between the two.
Don't think it's the car. Sheldon Creed, don't think it's the car because your old car is beating you bad right now. Alrighty, trucks points, please.
All right, Ty Majeski's your point leader. Corey Himes second. Tyler Ankrum third. Christian Eckes fourth. Taylor Gray fifth. Nick Sanchez sixth. Raj Akaru seventh. Matt Crafton eighth. Grant Enfinger ninth. Ben Rhodes is 10th. Tanner Gray 11th. Jake Garcia 12th. Daniel Dye 13th. Bailey Curry 14th. And Stuart Friesen rounds out your top 15 points.
Man, Daniel Dye, I will say this at the Martinsville race. If it was a wreck, he was in it.
He's always near a wreck.
Man. So anyway, now we got a few more guys. Guess what, you guys? We have bonus trivia tonight. You weren't ready again, were you?
God dog it. No, I was getting my pen and...
There, I got it for you. I got the button for you this time.
Thank you.
All right.
So how much are these points worth tonight?
They're worth the same as what the first trivia points got you, so...
All right.
All right,
guys. If Daniel can get the other bonuses correct, I'll give him 5 extra points.
Ooh. Pressure's on, Daniel. All righty. These are my questions, not Michael's, so... Who was the first driver to win a NASCAR Cup Series race at Texas Motor Speedway? Was it Dale Jarrett? Was it Jeff Burton? Was it Jeff Gordon? Or was it Mark Martin? Type your answers in the comments, guys.
Survey says
they're all, looks like to me anyway, I think they'll be all correct.
Ricky Bobby Tyler.
Ricky Bobby. Ricky Bobby would be wrong. But yes, you would be correct. Jeff Burton would be the correct answer there. So good job. All right. Second question. Which driver in their first 5 Texas Motor Speedway starts from 1997 to 2000 did not record a finish higher than 25th. Was it Dale Earnhardt Sr., Bobby Labonte, Terry Labonte, or Jeff Gordon? Here we go. Alrighty, time is up.
Survey says
they all got it right. Jeff Gordon was the only driver out of those 3 that did not record a finish above 25th in the first 5 race starts he had at Texas. So congrats, Daniel. You get the extra points. I think you had some help on that one, but...
Hey, I just want to remind everybody that's watching this, you do get points for this stream, whether you comment, ask questions, and the bonus points. And Matt, I'm going to take the time to let everybody see the current points, the loyalty program, so you can kind of see where you're at. It won't let me post it on Facebook for whatever reason, but here we go. So, let me see where I'm at here. All right. So, over here, this is the Evil Motorsports Show, and that's your current points up to date here. And I'll have that updated by the weekend, so that way you'll see what you got.
Not including tonight's show yet, guys.
Yeah, not including tonight. So, if you've reached 750 points, that's between a $30 and $50, or $25 to $50 gift card at NASCAR.com Superstore. Which will be a random draw once you reach it. But here's how it works. You like the stream, it's 2 points. Share it, it's 5 points. Comment such as agree, disagree with on-air personalities, 2 points. Ask questions, 2 points. Banter, which is back and forth. That's a judgment. I usually limit that to about 5. Thanking us for doing the show, that's worth 5 points. So that's how it works, guys. And
Daniel's milking the cow.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just something added that I did to try to get viewership up to help.
All righty. Well, here we go. Let's do it. NASCAR Fantasy Review for our league for Richmond and Martinsville.
Richmond. Let me find that one.
I don't mind reviewing Richmond. I ain't so excited about reviewing Martinsville.
Well, that's a first.
Well, I was away. I had no access to internet. I had to put a lineup in, and well.
Well, Willie won Richmond. I was second. Keith was third. Dirtbuster was tied with Daniel for fourth. Matt finished sixth. Only 10 points back. Jerry Klein was seventh. Or Jeremy. And then Jerry was eighth.
Yes, Richmond, we all decided that we all wanted to have very similar lineups. And so, yeah, I finished sixth, but I was only 10 points back. So I had no complaints whatsoever there. So, but congratulations to Willie, wasn't it? Willie got that one.
Yeah, Willie won Richmond.
Willie won her. So, yeah, good job, Willie. At least you won something this year. Probably be
Martinsville.
Oh, God. Do we have to do this one?
Daniel won it.
And killed us.
By almost 20 points. Keith was second. Jeremy Klein was third. I was fourth. I don't know how manage that, but I dug myself out of the cellar. You were fifth, Matt.
Yeah.
Dirtbuster was sixth. Jerry Klein was seventh. And then Willie fell on his head and finished eighth.
See, there you go. He goes from penthouse to outhouse within a week. That's just about guaranteed. Yeah, no. Unfortunately for me, I was away. I had to set up my lineup and everything like that. And I had Kyle Larson in the garage. And if I would have had internet access, I would have switched him out for Josh Berry. And that would have made a world of difference. Because for me, that would have gave me almost 50 points.
And I shared the link if anybody wants to join it. It's not too late to join.
Nope.
If you've got one going now, it'll actually give you your points towards the league. Here's how the standings go. This is why Daniel's so ready.
Oh, I know he is.
Daniel is the points leader, 1482. You're second, Matt, with 1455.
Well, I lost almost 100 points to Daniel this week.
Yeah, Jeremy Klein is third, 1420. I'm fourth, 1413. Dirtbuster.
You're losing ground in a hurry.
Yeah, Dirtbuster's fifth, 1375. Keith sixth. Normally, it's between me, him, and Daniel at 1322. Willie seventh at 1271, and Jerry Klein missing one race has got him at 1,002 points.
Yep. Anyway, yeah. Daniel, I don't know what you did with your lineup, but man, you smoked it this week. I hope you didn't
burn all the fences.
You swung for it. You got it. You did well. Congratulations. Well-earned win, sir. He says won't last long. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you in Texas there. And then we got Talladega and well.
Spence, if you do happen to join and we don't get our 15 people, the winner will still get a trophy. And you know I'm pretty good with the trophies. You and Tyler can vouch for them trophies that I always used to give out.
Anyway, all right. Michael, we now have to do the good old preview for Texas. Yeah. Thank God we only go there once a year.
This is not a good look for NASCAR.
We've had a pretty
Richmond rough. Sucks, Martinsville sucks, and Texas sucks.
But we got Dega the week after, so.
Hallelujah.
A little bit of redemption in there.
Dega, baby, Dega.
Well, my lineup this week, I don't even know what to tell you.
Me either.
It's tough to tell you. Probably if I'm going to go with my preliminary lineup, because we always say it's a preliminary lineup, because after qualifying, usually Michael and I will make adjustments, right? But if I'm going preliminary lineup, I'm starting Kyle Larson because he was really fast there in the fall. If he doesn't have that running with Bubba Wallace, he probably would have won that race. I'm probably starting William Byron because he's been really good there. You know, and I look, and I'm also thinking about Vegas, right? They both had really smoking fast cars. Probably starting Christopher Bell. Probably starting Ty Gibbs, I think, in this race. I probably will start Ty Gibbs. And I'm probably going to start Joey Logano. Because I got a feeling he's been running a lot better. I think he's due. Guy I'm going to be saving in the garage probably is going to be I might even put Bowman in there. Might put Bowman in the garage. But that would be my preliminary lineup. Feature matchups. This one's interesting. William Byron versus Kyle Larson. Literally flip a coin. I'm a 24 guy, so I'm probably going Byron. Suarez over Keselowski. I'm going Keselowski all day. Bubba Wallace versus Tyler Reddick. Think I'm going Reddick on that one. And then Blaney versus Elliott. I am probably going Blaney. So
I'm telling you what. Y'all know I don't like Chase Elliott because he's part of that Hendrick bunch.
Yeah, what's your lineup?
But I would not count out Chase Elliott this weekend. My lineup.
No, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either.
I'm still
saving him. There's a couple road courses I'm saving him for.
Yeah, but did he show up at COTA?
He didn't show up at COTA, so
I think his days of being the road course king is kind of faded out.
Yeah, I think
his teammate took it away. And it may be because it's this new car. I don't know.
His teammate took it away from him.
I hate to make him out there watching. But I think I'm going to go. I'm probably going to go Larson. Probably going to go Bubba. Joey for sure. I'm going Chase Elliott this week. I might even go with some Ross Chastain. Maybe Brad Keselowski in my garage for that matchup. I'm going Kyle Larson over Byron. I'm going Brad over Suarez. I'm going Van Ness is the toss-up for me.
Wallace versus Reddick.
I think I'm gonna flip a coin. I think I'm gonna give the nudge to Reddick, and then I'm gonna go Chase over Ryan.
What?
I'm going Chase over Ryan. I'm a Penske through and through.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm telling you, there's something about I've had this feeling about Chase Elliott's fixed to get a win. Might as well just call it.
Well, there you go. All right, guys. I will go over NASCAR.com's good bets, ice colds, and the sleeper for the week. Good bet. Of course. How can you deny it? Look. Burning it down for the third time this year already. William Byron won in Texas last fall, finished seventh or better in the last three Texas races, and he has three career 1.5 mile wins. Good bet right there. Staring you straight in the eye. Your other good bet for the week is actually Brad Keselowski. Brad has actually finished in the top 10 in the last five Texas races, if you can believe that, Michael.
What is it?
Top 10 in the last five races at Texas.
Who's that?
Brad K.
Uh-oh.
Won the pole in 2022, and he's a 14-time winner on mile-and-a-half tracks. Now, you're Mr. Elliott, that's such a good bet. Avoid, according to NASCAR.com, avoid Chase Elliott. Only has one top 10 finish in the last seven Texas races. Last top five finish at Texas was in 2016. has not had a top five finish in the next gen car on 1.5 mile tracks. Not one top five in any NASCAR Next Gen Cup Series races a mile and a half.
I think this is the weekend. I want to point something out here. Spence, that will never happen.
Oh, hell. I've been trying to get him on the Hendrick train forever, and that is that it, pigs are going to have to fly and hell's going to have to freeze over, I think. Also avoid this week, Brad Keselowski's teammate, Chris Buescher. This one surprised me a little bit because he's from Texas. He's never finished better than 14th at Texas in 14 starts.
Yeah, he's never ran well there.
And he only has one top 10 finish in the last 19 races on mile and a half tracks.
But
he won Michigan last year.
Did he win Charlotte?
Nope. No. He won Michigan. Your sleeper this week is Michael's other questionable pick, but I tend to agree he might have something there. Bubba Wallace.
Yeah, he's just got a thing for these top tracks.
Won the pole at Texas last year, led 111 laps, and had an average running position of 4.2 before finishing third. Finished top 10 in 6 of the last 11 races on mile and a half tracks, including a win at Kansas. And 5 top 5s in the last 11 races on mile and a half tracks that are tied for third most during that span.
But you know what? Here's the thing. If you're doing fantasy and you're trying to stay on top of things, this track's not one of the places you really want to just go burn people because you really don't know what to expect.
Nope. This is a week. Guys, I'm telling you right now, this is a week that you guys got to put in your number one lineups. No doubt about it. You got to put your number one lineups in this week. Because next week, Adega.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck. Hope you don't get caught in a wreck.
Sucks I'm going to miss Saturday of the Daytona or Talladega.
You're going to miss Xfinity then. Or trucks. I can't remember if it's just trucks. It might be just trucks and cup running this week, that weekend. I can't remember. I think it's just trucks and cup.
I thought it was ARCA, Xfinity, and cup.
Might be. I can't remember who was running. I'm trying to keep up with the schedule is pretty tough these days. So, anywho, we did pretty good. Through the show, two races done. We're still only just about an hour, just under an hour. Like we'd like to keep it around here. So we're going to say tune in next week, guys, for the Texas review and a Talladega preview. I know you've got stuff to say, probably a preview of the Announcer Mike show tomorrow.
Well, that, but guys, we're about to work with some other people to bring them on the show to collaborate with. We're going to meet with them sometime next week. And these guys are really good. They've got a lot of connections. They can get guests and stuff. Yeah, so we'll see what happens with them.
Might be able to get some guests, guys.
Actually, they've had Mario Andretti on their show. That's saying a lot. But coming up tomorrow on the Announcer Mike Racing Podcast, we got Knox Thompson out of Alonia coming on. Young man won Friday night, Junior Cage Kart. He's a heck of a wheel man. He's excited about coming on the show. We'll review everything that happened at Black Rock over the weekend. I've got some big news that I'm going to break on the show as well, pertaining to the upcoming event that I'll be a part of. So tune in tomorrow, 8 o'clock, for the Announcer Mike Racing Podcast. Looking forward to it tomorrow as always. Thank everybody for tuning in. And I think we need to humble. I like that background better. Yeah, and I think we need to humble Matt one last time. Phoenix 2023 championship race.
Yeah.
Choking hazard.
You've got to lose one to win one, buddy.
Yeah. But thanks again, everybody, for watching. We'll see y'all hopefully next week. Maybe be Matt and Willie. Who knows? But
we'll see. But hopefully we'll see you guys next week.
See y'all then.
Have a good one.
This was a Reading Racing Media production. Thanks for watching. We hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to like and subscribe our Facebook and YouTube channel under the Announcer Mike Racing Podcast. We will be back next Tuesday night at 8 Central. See you then.